If I were to slip and fall on an icy sidewalk outside someone's house, would the city be responsible or would it be the person who owns the house? Whew. Well, you don't know it, but that asks that, but there's a lot of things that go into that question. So if I got ice on my property, on my driveway, or on the sidewalk going up to my house near my front entryway, that is my property, and I own a duty to keep it safe for my guests, not trespassers, but guests. So if I invite you over to my house, Davey. Now, however, there's also the law says that if it's a natural accumulation of snow and ice, that's an act of God, and if I don't try to clean it up, I don't have any liability. So if it's just ice and snow on my yard, I don't have to tell you about it. I'm going to try to get you guys to see the river too. I don't have to tell you about it. There is no ice and snow on today. That's the Eads Bridge. The Eads Bridge was repaired and a lot done to it, but now they've closed it off because people are racing across it and racing in downtown St. Louis. There's an article about that in last weekend's Post-Dispatch. So if it's an act of God, I don't have to clean it up and I'm not liable for it. However, if I do try to clean it up, if I do try to shovel it or put ice melt on it, then I have a duty to do so non-negligently, and I can be held by that negligence, held liable for that negligence. So if you ever slip and fall on ice or snow, you want to look around and make sure that they did try to shovel. There was ice melt somewhere. They just didn't do a bad job on that piece of property, that area where you fell. And St. Louis, or the Midwest, is the capital of melting and refreezing. So if water accumulates, melts, pools in a puddle overnight, refreezes, and is a frozen black ice in the morning, we all see it. We've seen it a million times. We've slipped on it. I have. That is, you're liable for that. You can't have black ice pooling in your parking lot. Now, let's talk a little bit more sidewalks and houses. Sidewalks, so where the McCloskeys lived, that's a private subdivision gated up, and those are private sidewalks. However, where I live and other places, if it's not a privately owned constrained area, those are public sidewalks. And the city does have a duty to keep an area free from dangerous conditions. However, a city does not have to go out after a snowfall and shovel every sidewalk, or else they're going to be liable. That's just not the law. If they don't shovel it, it's an act of God, and they're not liable again. Same rules for that. There's also immunity for the city, but they'd waive that immunity for icy sidewalks as well. So there you go. And look, it mostly on sidewalks, they're not shoveled, so you're not going to have a case.